किं प्रमत्तस्य बहुभिः परोक्षैर्हायनैर्ह वरं मुहूर्तं विदितं घटते श्रेयसे यतः. श्रीमद् भागवतम् इट इज सेड वन मोमेंट ऑफ ट्रांसेंडेंटल थॉट इज बाय फार सुपीरियर टू अ लॉन्ग लाइफ स्पैन इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड. The, some of the trees live for thousands of years in this world, but their long lifespan has no meaning at all because they don't elevate their consciousness. They just live in a dull state of consciousness. So the long lifespan is not being appreciated, but a quality life is appreciated. So great personalities like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shankaracharya, they lived for a very short time, but they lived a very great quality life. What is the meaning of this? You will find anything that a devotee wants to know, whether it is right or wrong, it should be done in one way or the other, one can very easily come to an understanding based on the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you will see that he always maintained a state of consciousness in which he could express deep love and respect for Krishna. Although he is Krishna himself, but he came in the mood of Srimati Radharani to teach the world how should a devotee conduct oneself in order to be able to express one's Krishna consciousness very powerfully. And his great Mahabhav could be observed in many, many occasions. Once Vallabhacharya observed that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart was erupting with Krishna Prem. He could observe it, that Chaitanya is controlling it. Similarly, in another occasion, when Lord Chaitanya was crossing Tolnaka, he was asked by the in charges there, you know, are you alone or is there anyone else with you? As soon as he heard this question, there were tears, like a syringe coming out of his eyes. He said, in this world I am all alone, he said. So he was in the mood of Srimati Radharani, who felt that Krishna has left me all alone in this world and he has disappeared from my sight. So in that consciousness he spoke to them. And that great loving emotion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu affected the tax officer also. Even he started crying. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preserved the tender state of consciousness of his heart, which is actually called bhakti. Bhakti is the tenderness that one expresses towards Krishna. So if that tender bhakti is not preserved, just like how a banana is preserved within peels. When you remove the peel, you see the tender banana. If bananas were grown on trees without any peels and they fall on the ground, they will get spoiled in the sand. That's why God has given a cover, isn't it? Similarly, that tender state of consciousness towards Krishna is very rare because it is not achieved by us. It is bestowed on us as a revelation by Krishna. Srila Prabhupada says, when one of the early mornings when he got a very great realization of Krishna as a supreme friend who manifested in Prabhupada's heart. And Prabhupada writes it in the poem. This morning a great revelation came in my heart. Krishna revealed himself as a great friend to me. So, these kind of revelations are a gift of Krishna for his sincere devotee. And those gifts can only be achieved by a devotee who is very cautious about certain things, which is actually taught by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. For example, anyone called him Vishnu or Krishna immediately plugged his ears and said, Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu. How can you call a jiva as God? So Chaitanya taught that we should refuse to accept the role of enjoyers. If somebody is appreciating us as we are very great souls and it is giving us enjoying mentality, it should be curbed at once. If it is leading to some enjoying mentality, one should run away. Just like Madhavendra Puri ran away. And credit was to be given to him. So denying enjoyership. Another thing Lord Chaitanya teaches is, one should delight in servitorship. When that old Orissan lady climbed on his shoulders to take darshan of Lord Jagannath, he had admiration even for neophytes. Even when a neophyte devotee expressed bhakti for Jagannath, Mahaprabhu could see the neophyte devotee as a role model to develop eagerness to see Lord Jagannath. So delighting in servitorship and denying mastership. You can see that. Similarly, there were many occasions and opportunities available in the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for having heated arguments. He never retaliated, even though he was insulted. The practical example is when Prakashanand Saraswati and other sannyasis, they ridiculed and criticized Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a sentimentalist, chanting and dancing with old men and children in the road without studying Vedanta. Mahaprabhu never clarified that he was very learned in Vedanta. He never actually had a desire also to go and clarify to them. But the Maharashtrian Brahmana had requested Mahaprabhu that he should take prasadam. And Mahaprabhu actually, it was desire of the devotees that Mahaprabhu meet Prakashan Saraswati and deliver him. And then you find Mahaprabhu, how he took such a humble role sitting in the place where they washed the leg and everything. And at appropriate time, he spoke the truth and he delivered. Which goes to show Mahaprabhu's desire not to retaliate and harden the heart. Because sometimes devotees may write mails back and forth, one page mail, two page mails back and forth, trying to prove their point. I said this, I didn't say that, you understood this and I understood that. And back and forth, in the course of doing that, the relationship becomes very spoiled. Even after very thorough clarification also. We find that. Mahaprabhu taught the living entities how all the situations in this world are arranged by Krishna. And one should not unnecessarily get into a retaliation mode. When one is insulted or when one is by will of providence put into a situation that is unpleasant. Similarly, Mahaprabhu refused to allow his heart to become hard by the association of non-devotee materialists. Like you will find many times when he is dancing in the Shiva Sangan, he would suddenly stop and say, why am I not feeling ecstasy today? What is the meaning of that? A devotee should always keep watching one's heart. Is my heart soft enough to be offerable to Krishna? Are devotional feelings awakening in my heart, which are very tender and pure feelings of devotional service that are offerable to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, the divine couple? If it is not, if the heart is like a stone, not responding to bhakti, not responding to the divya jnan, not responding to the bhaktimaya seva, but remaining, in English you call it a stoic, remaining like a stone, it is a very dangerous situation. That is why Mahaprabhu, when he says, somebody may wonder, why is he asking, why am I not feeling ecstasy? You know, should we demand ecstasy? No. Like he says, Nayanam Galadashudaya Dharaya, Kada, he is asking. Kada means, when will I feel? So what is the meaning of this demand? Should we demand Krishna that I should experience bhakti? That's not the point. When we say Kada means, am I doing my homework sufficiently well that my heart is offerable to Krishna? That is the meaning of this. Because if one avoids the association of non-devotee materialists and always delights in the sangha of swan-like devotees, his heart has to soften and his heart will be dancing in ecstatic love, undoubtedly. That is why Mahaprabhu refused even to see the face of materialists. He quoted from Katyayana Samhita the verse, it is better for me to be put in a cage and lock up the cage and set the cage ablaze in fire rather than asking me to associate with a non-devotee materialist, he said. Why did he refuse to associate with non-devotee materialist? Because their association will weaken our faith in Krishna and which it will make our hearts very hard because they are dveshis. They deny, not only deny Krishna, they and kill Krishna by their atheistic speeches, and a devotee keeps a long distance away from non-devotee materialists rather than get into useless, futile arguments with them and hardening one's heart. So all these different pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teach one very important lesson to a practicing devotee, that one should always ask a question before entering into any encounter. Is this situation going to harden my heart? Is this situation going to soften my heart? If it is going to soften, even if it is a new person, you can associate. For example, Raghupati Mukhopadhyay. Mahaprabhu sometimes encountered such people who were new. But if their speeches were enhancing his Krishna Prema, he would go close to them. Ramananda Rai was apparently new for Mahaprabhu because he had heard about him from Sarma Bhattacharya. But going close to that unknown person is softening my heart and increasing my Krishna Prema, no problem, I will associate. Raghupati Mukhopadhyay, when he sang a poem describing about how Krishna is the hero in Vrindavan and Vrindavan Dham is the ultimate Dham, and the Krishna Nam is the ultimate Nam, Mahaprabhu was dancing, he was happy. He said, speak it again, tell again. Tell me the summary of the whole thing you said. So Mahaprabhu associated more and more. He even glorified the poets like Chandidas and Kalidas and all those people because their poetry and their writings were aimed at the ultimate goal of life, which is awakening Krishna Prem and glorifying Krishna. On the other hand, even if somebody is well known, but if it hardens one's heart, it doesn't take one close to Krishna, Mahaprabhu would consider it useless. He would not associate. So this goes to show the transcendental intelligence which Mahaprabhu taught every devotee should have. Because the goal of life is Navudpadiyet adiratim shrama evahi kevalam. Shrama means useless labor. He means certainly. Eva means even more certainly. Kevalam means only. If all the activities that we do in our life does not make our hearts tender towards the divine couple Radha Krishna and make it offerable to them, all our hard endeavors are considered useless labor. Certainly, only, and three times it is assured. So, knowing this well, a devotee should preserve the heart just like a banana is preserved with a peel. And not let the heart be swayed by either non-devotee association or retaliation or hearing self-praises or not appreciating the neophyte devotees. Because of whatever be the different circumstance, one should never let one's heart become hard in such a way that it cannot respond to Krishna. And one of the things that makes our heart the most hard is the Vaishnava Parada. The mad elephant offense, becoming envious of Vaishnavas and criticizing them with the desire to either pull their glories down or dominate them. So devotee should study these subjects very carefully in order to not allow one's devotional life to be blocked. That is why yesterday I was telling about this, how the tapeworm eats away all the nourishment that we are providing. So if the nourishment is properly provided, surely the holy name will reciprocate with our sincerity. Harinam Prabhu ki.